There are 4 seats up for election this year on the City Council, including Wards 1, 3, 5, and 7. Incumbents Bradley Hicks, Kevin Wallace, Jacqueline Smith-Esters, and Larry Cox are all running for re-election and are all here to participate. Also here are Ward 1 challenger Champ Coleman, Ward 3 challenger Evan Miller, Ward 5 challenger Heather Achera, and Ward 7 challenger Steve Cheeseman. Ward 3 challenger Thomas Roberts is ill and could not be here. It is now time for opening statements. Mr. Hicks.
Well, thank you very much to the sponsors and the moderators and everyone that's here, either in person or listening online. Just a little bit about myself. I am married to my wife, Ann, who we actually met here at GHS at the football field many, many years ago. She works at OSF. I grew up in Galesburg, went through the school system here, and graduated from here at GHS. I got my undergraduate degree from the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign in political science, and then went on and got a master's in political science from Western Illinois University. The majority of my career has been spent in governmental affairs. I started off my career working for the Speaker of the House in the Illinois General Assembly, and then moved to North Carolina and worked for the Speaker down there. And currently, I'm a real estate broker. Some of the accomplishments that I've done since the 4 years I've been on City Council, I've had nearly perfect attendance. I've actually missed one meeting, and some of those attendance were online or remote since COVID. I'm very proud of my constituent service. One of the things that I try to do is when constituents call with a concern or a problem, as I answer the phone, meet with them. If it's an email, I respond to them. One of the things that I am most proud of is I consider myself a steward of your tax dollars. I look at the tax dollars that we're spending as if they're my own, and I try to treat them as such. I try to focus on the core essential functions of the city: streets, roads, police, fire service. And then economic development, there's been a few things that we've done in the last 4 years. Innovative Product USA, we helped come to town. FCA Packaging, Vault, we helped them with a TIF grant. And then there's been several minority women grants that we've approved, which have started up some businesses south of Main Street. And finally, I was involved in the grant for our new fire training center.
Thank you. Mr. Coleman.
Hello, my name is Steve Champ Coleman, and I'm running for Ward 1. I'm a father of 3 kids, 2 daughters, 1 son. Born and raised in Galesburg, Illinois, graduated from Galesburg High School, went to Carl Sandburg College, played baseball, coached many of the kids in the community. I'm a voice for a lot of individuals in the community that don't have that voice. Mentally disabled, homeless. I'm a voice, I'm an advocate for them. I always work with a lot of those people through the numerous nonprofits that I work through. We got the Bethesda Food Pantry, the Downtown Depot, a lot of these things that I work with, multiple young people in the community trying to teach our young to get involved and to make sure they understand that it's better to give back to our community. I love being from Galesburg, proud of being from Galesburg, and hopefully throughout these years I can raise my children here and continue to call this place home. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Wallace.
My name is Kevin Wallace. First, I'd like to thank the organizers of this event and all of you who've taken the time out of your evening to find out more about the candidates running for these offices. My wife and I have been a resident of the 3rd Ward for over 30 years. She's a lifelong resident of Galesburg. We've raised a host of children, which most of them graduated from Galesburg. I'm a graduate of Carl Sandburg College with a degree in law enforcement and a minor in psychology, early child development of children. I have hands-on experience working with young people in a variety of different ways, including as a youth counselor and as a developer of youth programming for the Jameson Community Center in Monmouth, so I've always worked with youth. I'm currently employed by the railroad, where I've worked for over 30 years this time, and I originally started in 79 and didn't like it, but I came back because I wanted to give my children an education, to be able to afford them that education and the extra that they deserve. This high school has provided it. This community has provided it. But we work together as a community, and we do it all together. So I've been blessed to be with the people that I'm with that support me, and I've been blessed to have the support of the Third Ward. We recognize a lot of things, like Mr. Hicks said, city first. I mean, you know, when you drive through this city, we don't want to see a dinosaur sitting on the square. We want to see a nice building. Am I done?
You can finish your sentence, what you're saying.
But we've recognized a lot of gains over the years, over the 2 years that I've been here, more than I've seen in 30 years. I mean, $1 million almost in the Custer, H.T. Custer, the ball field, the Legion, buildings that have been tore down, and buildings that allow public safety. People can go out and walk their dogs and whatnot at night and visit with their family or friends in the neighborhood. I'm all about public safety. I'm older, so I have that generation. I'm a minority, and I've raised 6 women. So thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Miller.
Thank you. I would like to also thank all the organizers of this, all the people that have come out. I've been in Galesburg for 15 years, originally from Iowa. Worked for Des Moines County for 14 years. I was building grounds maintenance supervisor, took care of a $2 million budget, was involved in the design, construction, and opening of a $7 million jail. I put my phone number on my handouts. I want to be available to everybody in Ward 3 24/7. I may not answer the phone. I might be asleep. I work for Jim Purley Farms. Been with him for 14 years. We have a lot of things that I would like to see changed in the city of Galesburg. We need to work on crime. It's terrible in this town. So we need to work on crime. We need to work on getting things on the south side of town that we just keep getting pushed off to the side. I want to thank my wife for supporting me. She came from the Philippines 15 years ago. She is now a U.S. citizen. So thank you, Arlene.
Thank you. Ms. Smith-Esters.
Hello, I'm Jackie Smith-Esters, and I currently serve as 5th Ward Council member, and or as I finally say, the heart of the community. I was appointed to my position in June of 2021, and I want to thank WGIL, Tri-Site Radio, the Galesburg High School, and those who are here and listening. I'm seeking to retain my position. I feel like I have shown my constituents that I care and listen to concerns, and I have and will do my best to be an advocate for them. I am a wife and a mother of 2 beautiful boys who have made me work hard to make sure that they have the tools to be successful in this community. From the time I was young, I volunteered in numerous community services and continued the dedication when I served in the Illinois National Guard for 6 years. And today, now I serve as a community service council member. I am fully invested in this community by volunteering and making every effort possible to assist where I might help. My master's degree in sociology enables me to bring an expertise and forte that furthers my efforts. I have a strong hold on the pulse of those who struggle economically and socially in our community and feel that we need to look at our city from the top down as well as from the bottom up. I'm excited about this community and the people. And even if I wasn't a community servant, I can be confident that Galesburg will continue to thrive because it has citizens who truly care about its future. Regarding Galesburg's future, I am currently working on our city staff and agency that will help our blighted, vacant properties that will cost nothing to our city. In fact, it may bring revenue. I'm also working with a company with the city that will try to speed up the demolition process. And, of course, I want a community center that embodies those 2 words. Community, meaning all those who live in Galesburg, and center, a place that is safe and inviting for all. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Atera.
Hello. Thank you very much for the opportunity to come here, and thank you for sponsoring it. I decided to run for city council because of my passion for the city of Galesburg. And I feel that my background in human resources and business could be an asset in guiding the city going forward. In terms of my background, I grew up here in Galesburg, came up through the school district, went to Galesburg High School. I was actually the student council president here, and went to Knox College. After Knox College, I moved to Chicago, and I got into the field of human resources, taking night classes. I finished my master's in that field. After our first son was born, Michael and I decided that we really wanted to move back to Galesburg to raise our children in this town that we loved so much. And we've really made the most of it. We bought an old house, as so many people have done, and spent the last 20 years fixing it up, changed it from 6 apartments to a single-family home. We've had many youth groups. We actually had an art studio in our home. We've had scouting groups. We had the Young Marines. So we've done a lot with youth and enjoyed very much in participating in the richness and all that Galesburg has to offer. Along the way, my husband and I invented a toy, who would have thought? And with that, we created this toy called Lux Blocks. We were able to then renovate a building right across the street from our house, which is the old Anderson Cleaners building. That experience has been very rewarding. It's taught us a lot about business, and we've also had the opportunity to employ GHS, Carl Sandburg, and Knox College students, as well as people with disabilities along the way. I love my hometown, and I'm running for city council to offer my services to help it grow.
Thank you. Mr. Cox.
Thank you to WGIL and Tri-States Public Radio for sponsoring tonight's forum and to our moderators. I'm married. My wife and I have 3 children and 4 wonderful grandchildren, all living here in Galesburg. I have a Master of Public Administration degree from the University of Illinois at Springfield. It's the same degree as our city manager and as most city managers. I have worked for the city for 27 years. The last 15 years, I worked as a department director. I have nearly 40 years of experience in local government service. I got my start sweeping streets with a push broom, operating a paintbrush, and trimming weeds with a hand trimmer. There was no weed eaters back in those days. I worked for 3 different city managers in preparing balanced budgets for my department. I manage the largest department in the city. We've had to make many difficult decisions when we balance the budgets. I've had to cut my staff by 10% when Maytag closed their doors 20 years ago. Many of you will remember that. I've worked on preparing 18 balanced budgets. We never submitted an unbalanced budget to the city council during my time. Basically, I support maintaining the core functions of the city, which is police and fire protection, our infrastructure, streets, water mains, water systems, park systems, and also support improving economic development and maintaining our infrastructure using our code enforcement. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Cheeseman.
Thank you to all of you for coming tonight, and hello to all of you, and again, thank you to our sponsors and moderators. My name is, again, Steve Cheeseman. I've been married for 42 years to my wife, Kelly. Have 2 boys that are in public service, as my wife was too. I'm a retired teacher and coach and presently work as the director of the Gale Scholars, so I've been in education now for 43 years. A member of the Galesburg On Track Heart and Soul Stewardship Team. Also a member of First Lutheran Church and volunteer there with their food pantry. And I'm a graduate of Galesburg High School and Knox College. Lived here all my life, obviously. I've only lived in 2 houses. I also had Heather in school. That was a privilege. I love our city and our residents. You are the best thing going here. You care, you take pride in your town, and you are fiercely protective of it. We all believe there's a tremendous amount of promise here. I have talked to and visited with over 1,000 of you, from all walks of life, all types of economic levels, genders, races, where you came from, so on and so forth. And I've also made a list of 50 different things that you folks have told me in this whole journey of things that you'd like to see done here. I, too, like everyone else here, want a city that has all of the great services that our city offers and to continue to make them better. But here are three things that I'm hearing on a consistent basis from those 1,000-plus people that you would like to be heard and listened to more. That's the most important thing to me in this campaign. I will listen to you and then work to make things happen for you and create connections with you. Being a person that serves in government, that's a key to success. I also feel like we need to work together better. I will work with everyone. Let's create common ground on our issues and break down the barriers that keep us from getting things done. Our council meetings have been a struggle as of late. Our citizens deserve better. I hope that I can bring stability to that, respect and decorum to these meetings. We must treat each other with dignity and respect. It is okay to disagree with one another, but it's not okay not to work with one another. These are absolute priorities to me. Thank you.